A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal starting on May 23rd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
True Open Lines Now, where you can ask me things and tell me what's up with you. I enjoy that very much, and that's what we're going to do for the last hour here. And some of you have stayed on the line for a long time. Thank you so much for that. In fact, wildcard line number one, I think it is, out of Oklahoma. How are you? Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, and you are welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Special shout out to all the fellow Blue Rockers out there.
This is Farland, one of my Blue Rockers on Blue Rock Talk. Hey there, how are you?
Yeah, they're going to think we had this planned, but I always get in on my own.
I know it.
Oh, yeah,
you know the secret, I know what the secret is, I think. So good for you.
All right. Well, your guest, he said he had some missing time while he was driving, and that really caught my attention because it ties right in with what I was wanting to ask him. But I have 3.5 hours of missing time from when I was driving. But at the time, my life was so busy, I had to just shrug it off. I had a new job, had a new family, and it was years later I thought back on that. I'm like, that was weird because I didn't nod off. I woke up. I woke up, and I'm looking at my dash lights, and I'm like, what the heck are those? Now I realized I was driving a car. So that's a lot. That's waking up groggy. That's so different than nodding off. But because of that missing time thing, and I have a faint memory of taking an exit ramp that spiraled up, and there was a bright street light at the top of this. So that's all I remember. And my boss was angry with me because I was going to get at my destination at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had to find a payphone and call him because it was 17 years ago. And so anyway, you know, I think that everyone's focused right now, and the media's focused on the same old question. Oh, are UFOs real? Are there aliens? Well, my gosh, yeah. We've been talking about this for a long time. But why is the focus on this, and no one's talking about any abductions anymore? Like, okay, aliens are real. Yeah, we know that. And so why are they here? And maybe it has something to do with our DNA. And maybe it has something to do with our soul. I mean, I know that draws a moan from certain people in the crowd, but, substitute soul with something else, DNA. Maybe they're studying the Neanderthal DNA for their immune system. Maybe they've got some people on another planet somewhere they're trying to boost their immune system. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I thought it was interesting that the Vatican said that the aliens were born without original sin. I don't know what that means. Maybe they don't have a soul and they're trying to figure out our soul. So I'm just going to toss that out. What do you think?
Just puke it all out at me, huh? I got you.
I'm trying to take time.
You know what? No, I agree with you on so many of those things. I'm trying to see how I can answer each one of the little tidbits you said along the way. First of all, when you had that missing time like that, I was going to ask, because you said you had just gotten married, I was going to ask, well, what'd your wife say when you were gone 3.5 hours? But yet it was your boss.
Well, I was driving from Oklahoma to Illinois, and it was supposed to be a 12-hour trip, and I was 3.5 hours late. I realized after a woke up and realized I was driving, that I was 3.5 hours behind schedule. I'm like, man, I got to call the boss. And so he had me take a day's vacation and show up the next day. And I mean, I just slept all day. But I just told her, I don't know what happened. Did I not leave when I was supposed to leave? You know, I was just confused about it. It wasn't until years later, I'm reflecting back, and I'm like, that was really bizarre.
That's interesting. Because
I just had to shrug it off at the time. I had too much going on.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there are situations where people have missing time. And let's just use your situation. And I'll give you the example of what I have learned along the way. So we're going to use your situation. So 3.5 hours you were gone, you woke up and you recognized it. You're like, what happened? But then you called your boss and your boss was concerned. Now, I've seen and heard many situations where the boss would have also not cared and shrugged it off and been like, oh, no problem. And other people involved would also do the same. So it is as if, you know, if you believe in that stuff, which I do, you know, not only do you shrug it off like, oh, whatever, it doesn't mean anything, because, hey, that's a big deal that you're missing for 3.5 hours. But the rest of the other people that are going to be affected also don't worry about it. Now, that's a rare thing. So it's interesting that you didn't really have that in your situation, but I've seen that in many, many situations. The other thing about everybody talking about the lights in the sky, I agree with you. To me, let's talk about why they're here. And, you know, that's all old news. When people want to bring me on their shows and want to talk about this Navy stuff, and I'm like, look, no disrespect to that, but that's old news. Let's talk about why. So right. I agree with you as well. And you know, some people believe, I'm kind of one of those people, you know, there's different aliens out there, right? There's different ones, but I think the ones that are kind of here, I think it is about a soul thing. You know, I think what makes us special on this planet is that we have love. And I don't think everybody has that.
I agree. And that's why they don't seem to have a conscience. They'll do whatever they want to do to us.
Yeah, trying to get it. Again, I'm all about David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins and the hybridization project, where, you know, maybe the fact where they try to collaborate the bodies of the ET and the humans, and maybe, you know, they can incorporate love that way. I don't know, but I do think it has something to do with that.
Yeah, I know of a guy that was talking about having, he said, I have kids in outer space. And he was saying this back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even wrap my head around it. I thought, man, this guy is crazy. But
he's just, now how many, yeah, how many do you think you might have out there, Farland?
Well, I have some weird little dreams that makes me wonder sometimes.
I know. That's what I try to tell people. I say, you know what? Do not ever resist somebody's information that they give you, or anything they've learned, or anything they think. Just take it in. And, you know, you don't have to take it as gold and live it, but take it in and keep it there, because one day you might come to the same conclusion of what they've told you, and they've come to a conclusion already. So it's always good to keep an open mind.
Right. I might be a hybrid kid that just couldn't learn anything, so they just stuck me back on the planet. Well, I don't comb my hair. I'm just an unkept little hybrid.
You're a little hybrid. Farland the hybrid. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for getting in, and I think you asked all the right questions. Thanks so much.
That's
Farland, one of our Blue Rockers, and also a Coast person as well, obviously. Thanks for calling.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal starting on May 23rd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.